Congress has a brand new bone to pick with the Transportation Security Administration. The House Homeland Security Committee says the number of employee misconduct allegations has gone up over the past 2 years, and the agency has at least five entities that could respond to an allegation. TSA says a major reorganization of its human capital management office will help it better respond to that workforce. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
TSA has five different ways it can investigate allegations of employee misconduct, and Congress says that's four too many. TSA is reorganizing its human capital office to better handle and respond to those allegations and improve the workforce's morale. Congress says the change is welcome because the agency's current approach is too disorganized. House Homeland Security Subcommittee Chairman Scott Perry.
But it seems to me, when I read the report, that there should be one person at the top of TSA's human capital, their HR department. And of course, there's a series of direct reports, whether it's somebody that deals with investigations or benefits and so on and so forth. And that cascades down through 60,000 employees so that there's a chain of command and that there is accountability. At some point, the buck stops somewhere.
Hooban Gawadia is the TSA deputy administrator. She's been on the job for just about 2 months now. She explains how the reorganization will work.
You will be heartened to know that the administrator has actually asked me to take a look at human capital management on an enterprise-wide basis. One of the first steps we will take in that regard will happen very shortly here. We will be bringing together the management of the human capital of all our workforce under the Office of the Human Capital Officer.
Those five entities within TSA and the Homeland Security Department all have different degrees of responsibility when it comes to investigating employee misconduct, and multiple offices and people oversee misconduct and performance issues at individual airports across the country. The DHS Office of Inspector General is one of those entities. Andrew Osterbahn is the Assistant Inspector General for Investigations at the OIG. He says there's a process his office goes through when it receives an allegation.
We typically receive allegations of misconduct through our hotline or website or from another DHS component. After assessing an allegation, we decide whether to investigate the allegation or refer it to the component's internal affairs office or another agency for their decision whether to investigate or take no action. If we decide to investigate, we develop evidence seeking to substantiate or not substantiate the allegation and then write a report of investigation.
Osterbahn says the IG got 1,000 TSA-related complaints in 2015. His office decided to investigate 40 of them. The number of allegations of TSA employee misconduct jumped nearly 29% between fiscal 2013 and 2015. That's according to a new report from the House Homeland Security Subcommittees on Transportation Security and Oversight and Efficiency Management. The committee says TSA is also reviewing fewer of those allegations, too. The number of open misconduct investigations at TSA dropped 15% between 2013 and 2015. The agency closed 28% fewer investigations over the same time. The committee says it wants to see TSA look at data like this and use it to look at some of the root causes behind some of these allegations. Chairman Perry.
I think you would be interested to know that the data that you're talking about, it's my understanding that the department really didn't know much about the data, even though they collect the data, until our team went in and started asking questions. They weren't really aware of using the data, so to speak, in judicial actions and in punishments and so on and so forth. And so that's a great concern as well.
Gawadia says TSA is working on it.
All the data that we now collect, we will be able to mine, look for trends, look for opportunities to improve, opportunities to provide remedial training, et cetera. And certainly, we will work with you, as you requested, to share with you what we're finding and what we intend to do to make it so that we do manage our entire workforce to the high standards that you expect of us.
The story behind TSA's misconduct allegations in 2015 is a little misleading, though. Most of the allegations were filed when transportation security officers show up to work late or take leave without telling anyone. And though Congress reprogrammed some funding so that TSA could hire more people and pay for more overtime, Gawadia says the agency still doesn't have enough staff. A lot of TSOs often work double shifts to keep up with the demand. Congressman Donald Payne.
Naturally, there are people that aren't doing the job properly, allegations of misconduct, but there is misconduct in everything. There's misconduct with attorneys, there's misconduct with police, there's misconduct with members of Congress. So we need to just focus on the true issues and not just blanketly penalize the entire workforce. You know, most of these allegations, from what I understand, deal with tardiness and absenteeism. But we have a workforce here that is, because of the issue around wait times, are doing double shifts, just really being pushed to the limit. So if you do two shifts and you go home and you try to rest, you just might be 3 minutes late getting back to the job.
Gawadia agrees. She says many TSO shifts start at 3:30 in the morning, and some officers might have to stay late the night before because the airport stays open well past its usual operating time. She says those unpredictable circumstances play into the number of misconduct allegations that Congress sees. TSA is also looking at its bonus repayment process for senior executives and frontline officers. Gawadia says subordinates can no longer nominate their supervisors for a bonus, and TSA capped the annual amount that members of the senior executive service could get to $10,000. The Office of Human Capital has to review the bonus package before it goes out to the recipient, and Gawadia will be the one who approves it. Those are some big changes for the TSA, because before, employees could nominate their bosses for an award. This was a problem for Congress and the DHS Inspector General. The IG found that TSA's policies on awards and bonuses were inconsistent and unclear. And one former TSA executive recently received $90,000 in bonuses over a 13-month period. But even with all of these challenges, Gawadia is optimistic that the agency is on a path to improving morale.
An empowered workforce, a workforce that works diligently through leadership and management, actually is a morale that has much is a workforce that has higher morale. This is why we are all going through training at our TSA Academy, why we are affording our junior, our young leaders, our aspiring leaders, new training, and even our most senior leaders are going through the same training. We are beginning to baseline and build the same values and same integrity across the board, sir.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.